It's really up to the individual to be able to be mindful and aware of what may be possible on any given day. And like you said, if there is a higher potential for tornadoes on a given day, but they know they're going to be traveling, maybe they're not at home or they're going out to a store, to be aware of where the nearest shelter may be and how long it takes to get there. There's a lot of different things that people can look at leading into an event to know what's going to happen. We haven't talked about watches yet. That's a big component of that, whether it's a severe thunderstorm watch or a tornado watch. That means that nothing is happening yet, but the conditions are favorable for either tornadoes or severe thunderstorms to occur during that time frame. So that's a really good tap on the shoulder for people to start to make themselves aware of what's going on around them and then to be waiting for those warning situations. But in general, I mean, we're always, when we're talking about sheltering, the best thing in every situation is to get into a sturdy building. You know, especially if you are in a more vulnerable position, for example, if you were driving or if you're in a mobile home park, because those two locations in particular just aren't safe when you're talking about these really strong winds, whether that, again, be a severe thunderstorm or a tornado.